Chuck Anderson.
Here.
Anthony Antrim requested an excused absence. Rodrigo Argenta requested an excused absence. Fred Blair. Lydia Berton.
Here.
Chris Condon.
Here.
John Crumshaw.
Present.
John DeCinio.
Here.
Ariana Gladney. Tej Graywall.
Presenting.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder. Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Brenda Medina. Doug Merrick.
Here.
Margie Murray.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Fry.
Here.
Summer Reese requested an excused absence. Lawrence Rayo.
Here.
John Winder requested an excused absence. Lamont Yankee. We have a quorum of 14.
14 are present. Do we approve the excused absences?
So moved.
Question. I got emails about a few people requesting excused absence. When did Summer request an excused absence?
Just before I.
About 4:30.
I read the email myself.
Did you get the one for Fred Flanders? No. Oh, I didn't. He requested it as well, got it? Yes. I need the second. What time did he request it? He requested it at five something is when he was back in court.
Point of information,
if there's an objection, we can take a vote.
No. Are you objecting?
No, I thought you were.
Did I say I was?
You said that's the second?
Yes. Motion used the second.
Okay, we'll move to approving the agenda. Are there any requests or members of the
I have a motion from last time we trusted under new business again. Unless you can let me know whether you think it even requires a motion. Because it was, if you remember last time, it is a motion reminding us that the parameters of the Omicron reporting suspension have been met. That specific time frame and criteria, corrective action, has all been done. It's done in February. So that has expired. So are we back to the previous policy, which was Omicron reporting, or do we need a new motion to restore it?
If you let him move that new business,
we've never this year gotten a new business. Not once. Do you think we'll do this today?
Where would you like to put it on the agenda?
You're the leader. If you get through today, I don't care what it is.
Have we dealt with the issue before? Have we discussed it? It's been on every meeting. Unfortunately.
I gave the government something that they would rule on whether it's even that.
Very.
I get no real ruling from there. The basic question from government is it necessary or does your last emotion expire when the computer was not? If we turn to the status quo of the report, not only.
Have you brought it up before? Yeah, I did last meeting. Then I would assume it would go under old business, which goes just before new business, generally. So if you'd like to make that motion and get a second, we'll move forward.
Who is the chair here, please?
Am I being
recognized?
Yeah, I like to support Ms. Price because that motion came out of this other screen in regards to the remedies that needed to be made because of the biases of the Avatar. So,
and specifically,
I'm supporting you. So I support you. Put it on the old business and you know, deal with it.
Any objections to old business prior to new business with the motion on the agenda?
No, I think that should be on new business.
Old business before new business. We'll put that as old business. It's not on new business.
Are you objecting? Did it get on the agenda last time? Yes, it did. Physically? Yes, it did. Then why is it on the agenda? Is it? 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 Is it
We are giving an approval to the agenda with respect to his request.
Pardon?
We are adding his request to put it on the agenda. Is there an objection to it being under old business, which will happen as item number 18 and new business 16?
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I noticed that one of national board meetings, they changed the new Roberts rules, and here you can say put yay or nay on it, that they're calling us now unfinished business. I think it's actually a good term.
That's not a change. It was unfinished.
So maybe that should be listed as unfinished business. So
this has no net effect because since we had no new business, figures in before new business, it's in the same spot. So we're just delaying the meeting.
I'm still waiting for the answer. I thought it was brought up last time. Are we agreed that it was brought up last time or not?
Yes,
it was.
Was brought up last time. Then why isn't it under item 4, implementation, follow-up, and action items?
That's probably where it should be. It didn't come to the floor. I'll figure out where to put it under item 4. I second that.
If there's no objection to the first motion to add this to the agenda, as unfinished business, may we move it under unfinished business to move on with the agenda?
Where?
Really?
Just after number 4.
Before the discussion about re-implementing the arbitrage.
Second.
We accept this new motion. Is there a second for 10 new motions?
Just a second. I second.
Any objections? So it's going to be item number S.
4F.
4F. Any further? Doug?
Yeah, I would like to add a item C to the Finance Committee report. What number is that?
13.
13, item 13 on I'd like to add an item on Bill DeSoto's actions at the Finance Committee meeting.
As item C, is there a second?
Second.
Any objections?
Yeah, now is not a good time to link it out, and we're very busy, and this board should do some positive work, and the gentleman's idea to kick Bella out of the meeting, and I object, and I think we should put that to a vote.
Call for a vote?
Wait, discussion.
Can we have a little discussion?
Yes. Excuse me, the discussion based on the merits of putting this on the agenda and not the merits of the debate.
This is really difficult for me because I have first-hand experience with being banned. And, you know, if that's what this motion is moving to. To engage in a public discussion about banning a member of the station in public, I believe it's really done in poor taste, and it really doesn't lead to any reconciliation, the possibility of any reconciliation. I mean, I'm not condoning anything, but it seems to be the knee-jerk reaction to everything. I believe, you know, that we could probably think of something better to do than to have a public discussion about a member of our radio station without trying to, you know, it's a pretty difficult moment.
Okay, the base rule in Robert's rule is the members have a right to present motions. So at this stage on the agenda, people not wanting this motion be considered anywhere on the agenda, at which time when it could comes up, there could be a motion to table or a motion to not to consider. But those who don't think it belongs on the agenda should give a parliamentary reason why it should be on the agenda. You know, like it's a disciplinary matter and, or, you know, whatever. Some kind of reason for it not to be considered, considering that the member does have a right to present a motion.
Thank you. Call the question.
Take the vote. Other people want to speak.
Yeah, there was no opportunity for others to speak.
Yeah.
Roll
call.
Hands away.
Yeah.
Roll
call. Call
the vote.
It doesn't close the debate. It's
right.
One member voting.
Call the vote. I'm calling the vote.
What's the percentage?
2/3.
We're voting on calling the 5. All those in favor?
Yeah.
for voting on this, whether or not to vote on this item, put on the agenda, maybe on by saying yes.
Calling the question means ending debate.
All those in favor of closing debate.
Closing debate, I'm sorry, didn't say. All those in favor of closing debate, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3.
So, three, wait, so let's decrease the countdown. Three, yes.
Three, raise your hand.
Three.
All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What is it? I'm abstaining because I don't understand the issue.
Okay, two abstentions.
I didn't even ask what you had.
Tim?
Oh, yeah.
Tim, I'm sorry.
I am.
Tim, do you want to go for this topic?
Go ahead.
I just want to say this is something that happened in public and the whole finance committee voted on it. So that's why it should be on the agenda.
Ken?
Yeah, I agree with what Terry said. Regardless how it's resolved or probably very adequate alternatives, as like Lawrence may, might be implemented, but putting it on the agenda is should be blocked. It's put on the agenda.
Brenda? I object to this being on the agenda considering that things that should be brought up through the governance committee, and it wasn't. So I don't think this should be on the agenda.
I don't think we have to wait for the governance committee. I don't think we have to wait for the governance committee to take up a matter which I think should be of concern to every member of this board. And I don't care who the target of that inquiry is. At least it doesn't matter in my mind. If I hear that an assault and battery has been committed a KPFK member by another KPFK member, as far as I'm concerned, the board ought to act immediately to address the issue. How we address the issue, of course, we can discuss at great length. I'm not out to lynch anybody. But I sure as hell think that if you're serious about having a non-violent atmosphere and zero tolerance for violent which is what I support, that I can't understand why we have run away from this issue and not want to discuss it at our first opportunity. I'd be grateful for the fact that our first opportunity comes close on the heels of the incident itself.
Now I call a question. A couple of years ago,
okay, after that,
Ed Pearl, during a board meeting, stopped me in my colostomy.
That's right.
These people thought it was very funny. They were laughing like hyenas. Nothing was done about it.
Objection. First objection, I've been on the board, so this idea that you can say these people, I find highly objection. And also, this was before the Bureau of Tolerance policy was adopted by the National Board. So this is actually in violation.
Slugging the shit bag is very offensive, sir.
I call the question.
Sorry.
You can end debate.
Yeah,
we can discuss it with the motion.
We have to ask the
Is there any objection to ending debate? Those in favor of putting it on the agenda under item C, under 13C, under Finance Committee? Are there any objections to putting this object?
I object.
So then you go to
the vote. Those in favor of putting this on the agenda as item number 13, please, the incident with Bella, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, yes. Those opposed to putting this item on the agenda?
No.
1, 2, 3. Are there any abstentions? 16 to 3. 13, motion carried.
Oh, 13?
Oh, I'm sorry.
12-3-0. 12-3-0.
I have one. 12-3.
move the adoption of the agenda.
Second. If there's no objection, move the agenda to item 1B, approving the minutes in March 15th. Are there any amendments that need to be made? Ground rules for communication. If I may take a point of personal privilege and ask everybody here to please be mindful and respectful, do your best to stay in order. I have a really inflamed tendon in my elbow for a month now, so I'd like to keep it a little bit rested for a little bit, so if you can please, I would really appreciate that. And it could be a win-win. We can probably get a lot of business done and, you know, carry on with your business as well as you. So that would be appreciated.
Point of information, yeah. I'm just reviewing the minutes now. On the last minute, Pride moved, amended by Wanger, to place an arbitron motion in a new business. Wait a second, pass without objection. So we agree for it to be on the agenda.
That has a place on this agenda?
This is in the minutes from last
right,
month.
In the minutes right now we're just approved.
What? Right, but it should be on, it should have been on the agenda.
It is unfinished business from the forward. It's there. And
if I understand what she's saying, it should have been reflected in the agenda that we got since the motion was made.
Right. So there was an oversight, so we corrected it, we placed it, and we're moving on to the rules of communication up here. We'll move on to announcements so we can get to that item here with this guy. Announcements?
Yes. Today is the Palestinian Political Prisoner Day. There are also several prisoner events this week about political prisoners and other prison issues. Friday, Angela Davis was speaking at the African American meeting at 7:30 a.m. Saturday, there's a meeting with Jericho Amnesty Movement with the Sultan King on Russell Murray's show.
Mike, can you speak up? I can't hear you.
We got
I hear you.
Sorry. Several significant events this weekend in Los Angeles. Friday morning at 7:30. Angela Davis, a noted prison abolitionist and former political prisoner, speaking at the African American Museum in Exhibition Park for breakfast meeting sponsored by the Urban Issues Foundation. Saturday, the meeting of the Jericho Amnesty Movement to Free Political Prisoners at the Southern California Library, focusing on the case of Russell Maroon Schultz, a former Black Panther who's been a political prisoner locked in solitary confinement for 23 years. At 5 p.m. Southern California Library, and on Sunday there is a program to benefit Elder Freeman, a Black Panther Party veteran who's fund to get treatment in Cuba. That will feature Kathleen Cleaver and Emery Douglas from the Black Panther Party. That's 2 p.m. In Culver City here, a few blocks over in 4130 Overland at the main Clayton Library Museum. And I have flyers about most of that for people on it.
Are there any more announcements, Ken?
Yeah, this weekend is the LA Book Festival at USC, and KBSK is going to have a booth there. And also this weekend is the Cyclobus, which I believe will be on the 21st. That's on Sunday, I think.
It's the 21st.
Yeah, that's Sunday. So we'll be at the book fair on Saturday and Sunday. Good event, USC, lots of fun.
Booth number? Is there a location at the
booth 210, I believe.
210.
If I got that right, I want an award. But I think it's booth 210.
a lot going on this weekend, Earth Day, and many things, so anyone else in? Scheduling location, we've left item 2, scheduling location and announcement of meetings. The next LAC meeting is scheduled for Saturday, May 18th at 1 p.m. The location is still to be determined. As we stated last time, this is the default. We are looking and still awaiting responses for other venues in the community. Would anybody else like to add any updates on any on venues?
I had a different issue around announcing and scheduling the meeting.
You talk about a lot of.
I have another issue around announcements and scheduling of meetings. So I'll wait for this one to end. But I don't want to move up that item yet.
No more announcements,
maybe? Okay. We haven't yet scheduled anybody to work on a town hall. Of course, we have 2 town halls a year. I'd like to move that not to the town hall working week.
Oh, I've got a paper for a list.
No, we have a motion. Well, it's the item is called scheduling of meetings. I'd like to get the meeting to the town hall.
In response to Michael's request, I thought due to the board's financial and the network's financial difficulties at this time, but I really liked, I don't care who does it, but I thought the electronic call meeting application was the way to go.
Yeah, no, that's fine with me, but I think we should schedule a
meeting. Let me just add that. The future plans committee, I think they should take into account that when we did have a really wonderful town hall then near this area, it did cost us quite a bit of money. So I think the best idea would be for us to support our media events when we can with outreach people, people on the board. However, for the town hall, I'd love to see it be another on-air town hall. I don't know if that will conflict though with the election thing. That's another thing. It should be done in a time period that won't conflict with people being on air, with the election. We should have thought of that.
I should have done this before. I did want to welcome Chris Condon back to the LSD with him, and look forward to working with him.
So I'm sorry, the response to scheduling a meeting was passed on the side of the people who are interested in working on the panel.
Yeah,
okay,
and then from there, the decision to are there any more announcements?
That was scheduled.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes.
I wonder, could we appoint someone as a timekeeper? We've now spent 40 minutes on 20 minutes worth of agenda items, according to my piece of paper. And at that rate, we would be here 6 hours instead of 3. I'm wondering if we couldn't have a timekeeper. We could always spend time, but at least that way you don't just simply drift along with all time. We're not our enemies tonight.
Okay.
Maybe the secretary, and maybe you have verbiage he could use to be
quiet.
15 minutes is up.
It's not a big deal. I'm happy to keep time. And when time is up, then you say time is up, and you can do whatever you wanted to.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 3, chair report. I have a report out on the closed session of March 16th meeting, and that is a statement as follows. The LSC was advised of the terms of the settlement with the former Pacifica Foundation employees. Would anybody like me to repeat that? I also would like to make an announcement. Fred Slender had respectfully declined to serve on the audit committee, and Lawrence Reyes was the runner-up in that election on the board, and so Lawrence will be serving in that position.
Good.
So, Lawrence, there is no objection. Lydia?
Yeah, and I wanted to clarify that at the time of the election that we announced, it wasn't just because he's the runner-up, because that's not usually applicable, but because Fred Plunder was the president, that we said if Fred Plunder declined, then his, that Lawrence would be the
other. I was going to show you the time to vote.
Thank you, Lydia. That's important.
Thank you. I'll move on to item number 4, implementation follow-up action items. Start my 5 minutes, folks. Would you like to reflect back on the CEBA motion status?
Yeah, it was just that I followed through and advised Antonio Gonzalez and also the Latin America Working Group, and then we're going to communicate it to Tom Hayden, since it was at his request that it have, that we have a local board. And that's all I know. I don't know what it is.
Here?
I don't know where it is in the production data.
Oh, yeah. I did hear it on air. I heard it.
Oh, great. Well, then, there you go.
Thank you. Item B, Chair Contact for Climate. Welcome, Chris. Welcome back from Vietnam. I know you missed our last meeting. Four at that point.
You just heard the word
empathy. Would you like to say, make a comment to the board?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to say anything to the board?
Well, I'm terribly pleased that Summer Reese has risen through the ranks and is now providing some, what I hope is reasonable leadership to this foundation, and that's partly the reason why I've decided to come back.
Item number C, report on the LSE fundraising event. Would anybody from our committee like to, or should we say no? Marty?
Let's see. We're going to have a poster which I'm going to make for the LA Times book fair, which I'll drop off with you, dinners. And what we want to do at the book fair is, and the real goal I felt, and Michael, you can chime in on this too, was that this was for us a membership builder. So at the book fair, the idea is that we'll have the cards printed up and they will be available there so that when someone wants to renew a membership, they'll get a card. And then it's done. There's no more work on the board. I will be in the station next week doing calligraphy on envelopes. So they need to let me take them home. It'll be a lot easier if they allow me to take the spirit. Whatever, I'll do it there. If anybody would like to help, that would be great. For the board members who ordered them, I will make sure that you get them and don't. The whole thing is not to spend any money. I would like to say at this point, I know personally that we're in the black thanks to wonderful donations from a lot of the board members and some great people at the station. And we did order 100 cards. I'm going to be thrilled if we get 50 out there or more, but I think what I'd like to do with board's approval is if we have any left over, I'd like to be able to give them to the staff as like a thank you from the board, if you guys would think that would be all right.
Also, thank you, Margie, for helping with the event and continuation of the fundraising.
Just one other thing. I just want everybody to know that my painting partner, Otto Tito Stewart, he donated to the artwork. We pay nothing for artwork. And so I think we don't need to pay for artwork. I think if we look around the KPFK community, besides Tito, we have a number of fantastic artists right at the station. And I'd like to see us try to get more complete donations for that, because, you know, they'll get some exposure too. So thank you.
Thank you. Michael?
Yeah, I just want to add a couple of things. We did raise, I think it was $364 to the black on the event itself. The LSC did an hour of pitching on air during the previous fundraiser and raised about $1,000 for the station. And
Feminist Magazine ran an excerpt and a presentation by Jules Gatchouan on the air the other day, along with singing by Sheila Nichol, who performed at the event. So I think we got our feet wet on raising funds, and we think going forward about other ways that the board can. And I would encourage all the board members to think about taking the cards and trying to get people in their Rolodex to sign up again as members if they've let their membership lapse, and take that as their premium until a few weeks until Mother's Day. But the Mother's Day repeat card, if people are not familiar with it, it has a beautiful painting of a flower on the front, and the inside is a quote from Julia Ward Howe, the original call for Mother's Day.
Okay. Well, I'm going to up if people want to spend time.
Would you like to spend time or outside?
No, I'm going to start doing it for them.
Well, I don't
I'd like to make a motion to extend the implementation to 2 minutes so you get through the whole list.
Second.
Any objections? Announcements, postings of LSC meetings. Oh, we covered that earlier because it's on the other item. Written questions that will be covered in the community report. Okay. So, Steve, sorry, you're next on the.
Okay. So, topic, so that was really well. Whereas the other one is a legal thing.
We have 2 minutes.
Okay, very simply, there was a motion last year passed to suspend Omicron's regular reporting from the general manager until such time as the corrective action has been taken by the Omicron Corporation and has regained their accreditation from the MRC here in Southern California market. All of that has happened. So far as I'm concerned, the old motion is no longer in effect, blocking the reporting. So rules and governance saying, okay, this gone, so you need to make a motion, so I'm making a motion reinstating what was there before it expired. Asking that the general manager report the Omicron data to it.
Can you clarify your motion, please? And then we'll ask.
What do we mean have to vote on?
Whereas our time corporation has performed all the legally mandated course of action under the settlement that led to the suspension last year of the reporting.
We just went, is this the top paragraph?
The top paragraph is the motion.
Okay, that is the motion you have.
Below that is just a copy of the old motion suspending it.
Gotcha.
Just to illustrate that that old motion has that caveat that until such time as these are met, this criteria are met, and the criteria is met.
So there's a motion on the floor to reinstate either time?
Yeah.
Second.
Second. Are there any objections? I have a question. How much again does Arbitron cost? To the foundation or to the station? Since I spent 13 years in advertising, I can tell you that even for our clients, the clients I worked on, which were like Neutrogena, Chevrolet, Suzuki, Giorgio, we never limited ourselves to Arbitron because both Arbitron and Nielsen are very flawed. We did use focus groups far more extensively. We didn't ignore them. We did have to use them because of our media buys, and usually your clients depend on the Arbitron, even though, again, we always coupled our analysis based on focus groups. So, I mean, I personally think that Arbitrons are not conducive to monitoring the nature of this particular network. We're a nonprofit. We're not a commercial entity. Therefore, neither Nielsen or Arbitron are going to monitor or have a perfect or even a close, near-perfect gauge on things. And we see a constant adjustment now, even with television, those that record on DVR or watch on demand and so forth. So it's taken
these metrics a long time to catch up.
Okay.
So I'm going to be voting no. I think that we need to make
extend time or to work half time on these items.
I make a motion to extend 5 minutes.
Sorry. Is there a second? Yes. Any objections to extend 5 minutes on this item?
No.
I don't know first.
Wait, are you a
point of
are you
no. So Lawrence is first, then Kim.
Lawrence,
then Fred.
Kim.
Yeah, are there, how often do you avail yourself to these houses? Do you buy them every year?
We're locked into a contract, and I'm not sure exactly where it ends, but that's the reason we didn't suspend it when that motion was passed, was that we were in a contract that's still running.
Okay. And are there any alternatives, any other options?
Generally speaking, Arbitron is the recognized
already. Do you support it?
It's difficult for a station like ours, which is not so much a station that has a particular format. So the measures are not as useful as they would be if we were a formatted station.
Well, Lily, with all due respect, your information is like at least a decade old, you know? I mean, it's old information.
What?
About your address. Second of all, my understanding is that we're paying about $12,000 to $15,000 a year on the Arbitron, and we're still paying them. I mean, you know, even though nobody wants to look at them, we're still paying for them. So
the point is
we're paying for them. People might as well avail themselves of it. I'm sure they're not perfect, but you can at least tell against yourself whether you're going up and down and against the other non-commercial radio stations. So I'm advocating, since we're paying for them, we might as well allow people to look at them.
I didn't have a question. I have a point of information, which I just wanted to find out from Bernard. We are paying already. We've already paid for the article, so it's not a cost question.
It's not a
cost question because we're already paid up. We're already paid up on it.
What do we pay for it?
I think
that's
about yes, the reason I'm voting yes is because I believe and diversity of opinions and matters and what have you. I would like to see it weighed in also with the number of social media hits we get, Facebook. I know both of my sons don't have cable TV now. They watch everything through their iPads and their home computers or their school computers. So I think one thing about this board being the ATR, I don't think we understand that, Brenda, I'm sorry, if you could maybe add to this, but I think that social media accounts are very important. I know that there was a big show recently, you take Jay Leno, he's actually winning that time slot, but he's not winning the target audience. That we're not in that corporate thing, but we certainly, I would think, would want to measure ourselves to, for example, a KCRW. I think that would be important. I think that the nonprofit stations and the size of them, I think we could see how are we playing in the nonprofit public radio stuff. Thank you.
To be very clear, this is basically just pointing out that the motion that suspended the Arbitron reported to the board, even though we're already getting it from the top, has expired. So if this does not pass, that's going to change the fact that the temporary suspension is gone, and we would revert, I think, naturally back to the position that was before, in place before, that required the reporting every month.
I'm going to speak as someone who has basically not listened to KPFK.
We're at.
I didn't call.
I'm ready to call.
You're saying the time is up. Oh.
I apologize. We were at time. So I'm going to call the vote since we get to the treasurer's report. Thank you. Those in favor of these motions to reinstate Arbitron, please raise your hand.
Whoa, no audience, no listeners. Read case of this station. I look at Arbitron to decide who I listen to every day.
Well, you ought to be happy with the motion.
The
advertiser.
9-3-2 to make a request to the government to use the other thing.
Yes, to provide us with the report and explain how it has been. That's what the motion is.
Hold on. Michael, you want to call them?
We'll move to the next item.
I was asked at the beginning of the report to respond to written questions from the last meeting that I wasn't in attendance at because I was on vacation leave. There were two written questions when I got back to the office. One of them I didn't understand. It was something to do with board behavior, so I can't answer it. And the other was, where are you? And I was on vacation. The report just is, I'll briefly talk about the report. The first part of it discusses the fact that we will be in Fund Drive again next month. As I mentioned here, there is a drive at national office level to try and coordinate the Fund Drive across the country. That brings with it some, I think, advantages. I'm not entirely sure what they are, but it also brings with it some disadvantages in that what it does for people like Amy Goodman is it requires her to pitch 5 times a day, more or less, because she's covering those 5 stations at the same time. For the California stations, because KPFK takes a couple of programs from KPFA, if they go into Fund Drive before we do, it sounds, for a couple of hours a day at least, like we're already in Fund Drive. So it sounds like our drives are longer. And that is a significant issue for us. We do make quite a bit of money out of that, but it is a significant issue for us. However, KPFA wants to start its spring drive on the 1st of May, and we are simply not ready to do that. So we can't start at the same time again this time around. I can advise you that as of today, on the General Manager's conference call, another day was added to the next fund drive, and that will be to raise funds for Pacifica Radio Archives, who are experiencing some difficulty at the moment, and so all stations will add a day to their drives to cover some of those expenses. That's not in the report because the report went out before I found that out today, before that was finalised. So on to what's been coming up. There were some announcements already about what's happening this weekend, and it is a big weekend, and we are represented fairly well right across LA at the various things that are going on. There's a little discussion there about the Mother's Day campaign that both Margie and Michael covered in terms of the card and the recent event, and just a couple of other little media sponsorship notes that are in this report. One about Jesus Christ Superstar, the screening of the movie on its anniversary, which at 5 of the 6 Lemley theaters also screened before that movie the 3.5 minute Pacifica Radio Archives ad. That ad also has a KPFK logo shown throughout. I noticed Dave Johnson here. Dave has been helping us out to try to convene a community advisory board, and I'd actually like the board to consider letting him tell us where he's at with that at some stage during this meeting as well, because we've been trying to convene that board in a realistic way for some time without success. Thank you. A few programming changes have got in the afternoon starting on this week. I've noted them down there, but if you would like to, and I'm happy to send this report to anybody who requests it at all. Information that you're completely entitled and I'm happy for you to see. The other thing that was of note to us in the past month since the last meeting was the 24-hour Spanish language broadcast that took place on the 25th of March, and the feedback to that was mixed, to say the least, but there was some very positive feedback, as well as I think one of our programmers said he took two calls that said, why don't you go back to Mexico? Mm-hmm. But apart from that, everything was actually pretty positive in terms of the way that was received. And from my way of thinking, while I couldn't understand a lot of what was being broadcast, mm-hmm. it was some of the most professional radio I've heard in a long time. It was very well put together, and we're very proud to have been able to do that. I've run through a few things that have happened at the radio station of a physical nature. We've had one of our five air conditioning units replaced to service some of the building. It was rusting inside out, and so that had to be replaced, and repairs would have been more expensive than a replacement. The one that we have now will save us a small amount of money annually in terms of its electricity efficiency as well. And I've noted some of the responses to the two surveys that we ran online, one in English, one in Spanish, during the 24-hour broadcast of Spanish language programming, and those surveys were also left up online for a little while afterwards. There weren't a huge number of responses, but generally speaking, they too show us some positivity in response to that. And I've also included four members, and again, I can show anybody who wants to see some of the metrics that Margie's been talking about with respect to the impact of our email, our weekly email newsletter, and also the Twitter and Facebook responses to the station. And those two are relatively good. The email click-through rate is a little higher this month than it was last, and we are, I mean, the thing with an email newsletter is that it gets sent out, but whether or not people open it is the other question. About 16% of the people who receive ours actually do open it and click through to other things that are on it, which is not a bad result in terms of the way these things are measured.
That's really good. Yeah. Open rate.
So the top, I've noted these are some of the things that were clicked, that were followed with Twitter and also clicked through on the Facebook page, and we're actually getting quite a bit of cut through with the local news stuff that we're putting up on the Facebook page on a daily basis now too, so that's cutting through as well. There's quite a bit of activity with people going forward and having a look at what's being reported from the KBSK newsroom. Studios are operating well at the moment, no significant issues there. We have upgraded one of the edit booths at the station. As I mentioned, a couple of months back we were planning to do that, so now it's a fully functional recording and interviewing booth, which makes it easier in the afternoon when some of our news is being put together. We're looking at another option to boost our signal through to Malibu. The Malibu booster site we've had a problem with because our permission to locate our receive antenna, which gets our signal from Mount Wilson and then sends it to a transmit antenna that covers some of the Pacific Coast Highway that doesn't receive a signal, permission was drawn for us to have that receive antenna on a certain property, so we're investigating other options at little or no cost. And we should be doing tests on the next possible option for getting that signal out there within 2 weeks. The fact that we now have full power from Mount Wilson has boosted our signal to our Santa Barbara and our San Diego translators, so reception down in San Diego and up in Santa Barbara is clearer than it has been for some time.
Just to note, this is 5 minutes
ago. Well, everything else that's covered there just talks about the Mount Wilson transmitter site operating reliably, and there are some notes there about how much cash was in the bank as of April 11th and how much we owe.
We are at 7 or 20 minutes on this item, so if we can keep our comments, we can keep time. Keep working. Brenda? Do you have any other ideas?
No.
Brenda, Michael,
are we on board?
Yes.
Board
board?
Okay.
How many of the new shows are hosts of color? So how many people of color are on the...
Host.
Yeah, are the hosts.
You mean the afternoon changes?
Yeah, oh. How many people of color hosts are on the new changes?
I have to find that out. I'm going to throw it up to someone.
No, okay.
That was...
Who's next? Michael?
I had a couple of questions. One was, I don't know if this was a written question last time, but people did raise the question in terms of the Malibu repeater, or whatever you call it, why some effort wasn't being made on the east side of L.A. where there are noise problems in high apartment areas.
A little louder, Michael?
The question was raised last time about if there's some effort being made to get into some of the hilly areas on the east side of L.A. and Highland Park and elsewhere. So I would urge the
Point of personal privilege. You got to speak louder for the whole paragraph. Roger.
I'll repeat it a third time. There was a request made last time regarding the Malibu repeater that the station look into some similar effort on the east side of Los Angeles where the hilly areas run Highland Park and other areas also lose signal. On the other side of Mount Washington, et cetera. I hope the station will look into that. I want you to thank the GM for including the LSD on a report to the listener last month, but as you'll recall, we were unable to take calls or even computer comments, and he said at the time we would try to reschedule, and I'm hoping we could possibly reschedule that prior to the fund drive in early May, so we have one last chance to plug the Mother's Day card prior to Mother's Day.
Michael, this didn't work very well.
In regard to the program changes, I'm really concerned about the background, the reflection, and the targeted audience that seems to be being targeted all the time. It seems to be the same old audience. It's getting older, getting wider. For lack of a better, word, we're not attracting young people. There's people out there who are very articulate. People, for lack of a better word, people of color could provide analysis of what's going on. And I appreciate the effort that you, the great programming that you did with the Spanish language programming, 24 hours. That was great. It was a very progressive statement for two people to say for Mexico, which is, that's how progressive our audience is. So if you could address that, because I find it really difficult to understand how my colleague could pose you a question like that, and you don't have something at your fingertips to respond.
Go ahead. Okay, two things. Is it possible to turn down the air conditioning? It's just suddenly freezing. Did somebody turn it on? Anyway, it's just cold. I just want to point out that the Malibu booster was purchased in 2006, and I think 6 months in that whole entire time was it hooked up? I'm just saying. We've been hearing about getting that Malibu booster working since 2006.
Are there any further questions for the general manager?
Thanks to everybody who's coming tonight. The public will be in a moment.
We have about 5 minutes left.
Wanted to respond to Brenda. I do apologize for not having that information at my fingertips, and I will find it out for you. The East LA thing, I would like to first of all check what impact the additional transmitter has had in that part of town, but I'll get the engineer onto that and we'll see what we can do next week. Can increase that and fix it. The LSD report to the listener for early May, you can consider that a go. I will get you a date in the next few days. And it will happen before those dates that you have proposed, Michael. I don't disagree with what you said, Lawrence. I think we do need to reach out to those younger audiences. I think it's important that we reach out to them in a way that they are more accessible. And I think Margie raises some interesting points about the way young people are using media these days, and we need to be more on top of that. So I appreciate your comments. And Tim, I don't have an answer for you. I appreciate you pointing it out.
Other people in the room, we would agree on that.
We'd like to welcome the public comment.
So no,
finally,
the former
line. The former line. Welcome. Thank you for coming this evening. These are for this public comment is specifically questions to the GM. So we have seven and a half minutes on this item.
I'll try to speak as loud as I can because nobody brought any kind of microphone, sound system, or anything here, so it would be an oversight. However, during the 24 hours of March 25th, I have been asked to produce a program, and which I did. And then Alan Minsky comes up to me and he says, "You are banned from the station." And then he says, "Well, no, I better check with the manager, the station manager. Are you banned as an individual?" And he said, "No, okay, well, you can go ahead with the WCC, you have your program, you can go ahead and do the interview that you did with Francisco Martinez. However, La Causa is banned from the station, as per his, what he told me that he spoke to you that night. And if it is so, I have never received anything. I'm the producer of the La Causa, you know, I was the producer of the La Causa program, and I never received anything from you. Prior GM or anybody there other than an email that was sent to Mr. Gudino that said that a group of people didn't like that was it. And I don't know if you do have something in writing about La Causa being banned from KPFK radio. Because if you don't, then you are in violation of certain laws, of certain personal laws.
Thank you.
I would like to have an answer from you.